aphid host races on alfalfa and clover are highly ecologically specialized on their host plants. That means that the aphids collected from alfalfa have higher fecundity on alfalfa than they do on clover, and the aphids collected from clover have higher fecundity on clover than they do on alfalfa. In eastern North America, aphids on alfalfa and clover are highly genetically differentiated on their host plants, even though they can be found in adjacent fields. So in eastern North America is where much of the work has been done, but aphids are actually found in many other locations, and they're actually native to Europe and Asia, and they were only introduced into eastern North America about 1880. The high degree of ecological specialization that we see in eastern North America has also been shown in Europe, but the aphids in western North America are actually much less specialized on their host plants. Specifically, the aphids collected from clover have lower fecundity on clover, and they actually do pretty well on alfalfa. So for my dissertation work, I wanted to find out how aphids in all these locations are related in order to understand the evolution of host plant specialization. Specifically, are the aphids on alfalfa and clover genetically differentiated at each location? So we know that they differ in their level of ecological specialization. Do they also differ in their level of genetic differentiation as well? Second, are the aphids on the same host plant genetically differentiated among all locations? So that means, are all the aphids on alfalfa just the same across locations? And are all the aphids on clover just the same across locations? And I focused on the difference between eastern and western North America, where they're shown to be different levels of specialization, and differences between North America and Europe, so the native and the introduced range. Third, in North America, did the evolution of specialization onto alfalfa and clover evolve in situ, or did it arise somewhere else? It could have been that there was an initial divergence in Europe onto the two host plants, and then already specialized aphids colonized all locations. Or, if only specialists on one host plant made it across, there could have been independent evolution of specialization on the other host plant again and again. For the first hypothesis, that means that the specialization we see in North America actually arose in Europe. But for the second hypothesis, that means that the specialization we see in North America arose in North America. To distinguish among these hypotheses, I had two different data sets with different nuclear genetic markers. For the first data set, aphids were collected in North America and genotyped using 5 sequence-based markers and 2 allozymes. And for the second data set, aphids were collected from France, Sweden, and North America and genotyped using 59 polymorphic AFLPs. Both data sets were analyzed in Structure. Structure is a Bayesian type of analysis that doesn't rely on a priori definitions of populations to assign individuals into genetic populations. For the sequence-based data set, the model with 2 clusters had the best fit for the data, and cluster 1 is shown in light green and cluster 2 is shown in dark red. Each aphid is represented by a single bar divided into the proportion of that aphid's membership into one of the 2 genetic clusters. And aphids are sorted following assignment by host plant, so all the aphids from alfalfa and all the aphids from clover, and location from east to west, so Maryland, New York, Iowa, Washington, and British Columbia. So in Maryland, New York, and Iowa, which I'm going to call the east, aphids on alfalfa and clover are genetically differentiated from one another. Aphids in eastern North America were also highly ecologically specialized, and here they're genetically different, just as we would expect. In British Columbia and Washington, which I'm going to call the West, the aphids on alfalfa and clover are genetically similar to one another because they tended to belong to the same genetic cluster. Aphids in the West were less specialized, and here they're also less genetically differentiated or genetically similar. Looking across all locations on alfalfa, aphids are genetically similar across North America, but on clover, aphids are genetically different between the east and the west. These are the results from the second data set for the AFLPs. And this differs because there's aphids from Sweden and France, and also the model with three genetic clusters had the best fit for the data. First, focus on the results from North America. Aphids on alfalfa and clover in eastern North America were genetically different. But in western North America, aphids on alfalfa and clover were genetically similar, and that's just like we saw for the first data set. Okay, and in France, though, aphids on alfalfa and clover were mostly genetically different. But in Sweden, aphids on alfalfa and clover were genetically similar, just like we saw in western North America. So across locations on alfalfa, aphids were different between North America and Europe. And then for aphids on clover, those in the west were different than those in the east. And those in the east were actually similar to some of those in France. So this means that while aphids were genetically differentiated in eastern North America and in France, they were actually undifferentiated in western North America and in Sweden, and we didn't know that before. And those aphids on clover in eastern North America were actually similar to those in France, so they could have been introduced from France or a genetically similar population. But the aphids in North America are unlike on alfalfa, are unlike any other sampled population, so we don't know where they could have been introduced from. All this means that neither a single divergence nor parallel evolution is sufficient to explain the results in all locations. Instead, aphids from eastern North America could have been derived from already specialized lineages that invaded, but that doesn't explain the results in the West. So different processes have to explain the results in different locations. There could have been parallel evolution of clover specialization independently in Western North America and in Sweden. So if there was a barrier to migration for clover specialists, and only the alfalfa specialists made it across locations, for example, they could be better dispersers, then there could have been, the alfalfa specialists could have shifted on to clover in Western North America and in Sweden, and that could explain the genetic similarity of aphids on alfalfa and clover in those two locations. Alternately, there could have been a single divergence onto the two host plants and then ongoing gene flow. So if alfalfa and clover specialists colonized all locations, but then the conditions could be different in different locations. For example, in western North America, clover is much less abundant in the arid regions of the West. So gene swamping is where high migration, for example, from alfalfa onto clover could swamp out local adaptation. So the sheer number of alfalfa specialists that are present in that location could swamp out the clover specialists, and that could be constraining divergence, actually, in the West. And a similar thing could be going on in Sweden. So I don't have enough data to distinguish among these hypotheses yet, but what we do know is that aphids are highly differentiated at nuclear genetic markers in eastern North America and in France, but they're undifferentiated in western North America and in Sweden. So genetic differentiation is really different among the locations. Second, aphids on both alfalfa and clover are not genetically similar across their range. This means that the colonization pattern has really influenced the genetic diversity in aphids. And also, local factors are also having a big effect. So there could be local ecological or evolutionary differences that are modifying genetic variation across aphids on the same host plant. And finally, the specialization that we see in North America probably did not all evolve in situ, but aphids were already specialized, came over to North America, but their divergence is probably being modified in western North America by either being constrained by ongoing gene flow in the West, or there could be parallel evolution of specialization in the West. So I'd like to thank my advisor, Dave Hawthorne and my committee members, and a whole bunch of people that contributed to this project. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Jill.
The trade history?
Yeah.
Okay, so the question is, what do we know about the trade history of alfalfa that could be a potential source for the aphid specialist? Actually, this is a quite interesting story. There's not a lot known about how the aphids came over, but the history of where the host plants were introduced from has been much more documented. And there is actually evidence that the Spanish colonists came over and brought alfalfa to feed their horses. And so I think that I would like to collect aphids from Spain, because if the conquistadors bring their alfalfa over to feed their armies, I mean their horses to support the armies, could have brought over aphids. That would be really cool. So, yeah. I'd like to find that.
One more?
Yeah. Okay, so the question is, let me make sure I'm getting this right. How does the movement of alfalfa, you mean the crop and the product, influence the divergence in the east and the west? I know this has been changing over time, but that it seems that movement of shipping material has actually really high currently, and so especially for alfalfa, this could really affect alfalfa movement, because there's really high migration potential there with movements of hay bales and whatnot. So, kind of a big effect.
Thank you.